Tausch
begins now. And it begins with Matt LaFleur now in consecutive weeks after the Vikings game, after the Bears game.
How about after breakfast?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
I was starting to get to the point where I could not wait any longer for you to hit that button. Yesterday again, using the word sloppy to describe his football
sloppy
team.
Sloppy Joes.
Was that like an Adam Sandler type voice there? Is that what that
Billy
was?
Billy Madison, I believe, right?
That may be the first time in the history of this show where you did a voice that was actually recognizable.
Oh, thanks.
So good job.
By the way, great job doing the 60-yard line rendition. Nobody got it.
Zero correct guesses.
How did you... You didn't even know it?
I was told going into the clip that it was from The Sandlot.
There were multiple guesses.
Literally, we send it over, and it's in a Dropbox with the name of it, and Jesse doesn't still know?
I didn't have that.
Not only that, so we did not. It was not particularly well presented. And
what does that mean?
There were some technical glitches. Like, we missed the first, like, 20 words that were said in the clip as well.
Over the issue with playing it.
It wasn't posted on Twitter right away.
It's not like you filmed anything else in the actual place the movie was filmed. So, sorry for not recognizing the one that was the case this year.
Burn. I don't think that was filmed on Stadium Drive.
It was not.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, it was pointed out to us, Tausch.
I know exactly where you're going, and this is amazing.
So you were in the 60-yard line.
Correct.
It is the only movie you have ever been in, correct?
Probably. That sounds right.
Pitch Perfect 2?
No, that wasn't me.
Brian Bulaga turned down that role, we learned.
Okay.
If you would like to stream the 60-yard line,
this is so
it
great.
Is available.
I love this so much
on Peacock.
That's irony.
That's where it lives.
I can finally see the end. I can finally find out if they get together in the end.
I'm going to tell you this too, and not just because it is a good movie. Like, if you are a Packer fan, no, don't shake your head. It's a good movie.
It is. I actually enjoyed watching it, and then I had to stop, and I had paid Amazon to watch it, and then they didn't let me finish it because I didn't finish it within like 48 hours. So thank you, Peacock. I'm glad I have your subscription so I can watch the rest of the 60-yard
line. I have not seen it. I'll watch it tonight before Michigan-UCLA men's basketball on Peacock. A little double feature.
All right. I really want to get to this Matt LaFleur discussion, because I feel like I pressed him on this a little bit, and I don't know if I came out of it feeling more confident that they can get things improved in time for Sunday's matchup with the Eagles, or if they are who they look like they are, and it's going to be one and done. So he calls his team sloppy. That leads to this discussion yesterday at the podium during his day after the game presser.
So Matt, you can't live in the past. So what do you take from the last 2 weeks that you can apply moving forward, both for you and for your team, so it's useful, that the lessons, that what are the lessons you're taking from
that? I would say that we have got to be more detailed. It's been a little sloppy, and that's in every phase. And one of the things I challenged our guys on is it's, again, process over results, because if your process is right, if you're playing and doing your 1/11th, playing with the right fundamentals, playing with the right pad level, playing the right technique, then I think those results will come. And you can't just look at the result of a play, because there was a couple of plays, really in every phase where we got good results. You know, we were stuffing them for a yard or two, but we're getting cut out of a gap on the backside. And, like, you can't do that, because especially with the team we're going against that has an offensive line like they have, that has a running back like they have, because they will gash us. And conversely, we made some plays down the field where Tuck goes up and makes a great catch. on a stick nod versus man coverage, and maybe the ball should have gone to, I think, Malik running across the middle, you know, and it was wide open. So you just can't get consumed by the result. It's got to be the process, and we got to make sure that we do a great job of coaching the detail, and then it's got to get – everything has to happen on the practice field. That's where you improve, and that's what gives you the confidence to go out there on game day and perform at a high level.
More about sloppiness. You're talking about pad level running.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you know, that we can work on in every phase. That just there's got to be a standard for how you play every snap. And when it's not getting to that standard, typically what's going to happen is you're not going to get the results that you want. And that I would say that was showed up yesterday in the game.
I'm not trying to belabor the point, but when you get to this point in the season, you have been pretty detailed. You haven't been sloppy for most of the season. So when you look at that, why would that happen at this point in the season now?
That's a great question. And, you know, it wouldn't have happened if I knew that. You know, there's some things we're going to tweak with our practice schedule. You know, a lot of times when you get to this point of the season, you want to take a little bit off their bodies. So we've had a little bit more walkthrough. So we got to get back to practicing on a daily basis. And whether it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to do the same number of reps that we did week one of the season, but I think the consistency of which you practice allows you to go out and play a little bit more consistent on Sunday.
So
it was like a 7-minute deal there between you two.
It's three minutes.
Felt longer.
I'm sure it did.
It was good, though. And this is always the hard part that coaches deal with at this time of the year. And, you know, somebody asked me, you know, does the postseason change, like, how you approach things? And I always, when I played, I always thought, well, no, it shouldn't, because you have to balance the fact that now every mistake is highlighted. But you don't want it to be where it's you're making it even bigger than it is. You want to have the approach with your guys that this is what we do. This is the consistency that we do it, and that's our process to go out and win games. And if you all of a sudden are like, well, we got to cram now, we need to even study more film, that means you weren't watching enough before. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about playing 17 games and a long season like these guys are doing, the biggest thing is you want to keep guys fresh. You want to keep them energized. And the playoffs is the easiest time because everybody is energized. Everybody is ready to roll. It's can you keep them physically there? So that's when you start doing more walkthroughs and you do more jog. And you do have if you have a Thursday game and you have to shorten stuff up, things can get – and when you're winning, especially, maybe you let a couple things go. You don't do the corrections. You don't do that. And you're not out there going through and practicing the same way. And how you balance that – is very tricky, and that's why when you have a loss like that, and you got two in a row now, that heightens. I'm telling you, you're in that meeting room, and when you lose games, there's not the joviality. Everybody, that door swings open, and the coach walks in. Everybody perks up, and that focus just naturally comes. So now you try to harness that and figure out what do we need to really focus on in order to be more specific and more detailed so that we aren't as sloppy as what we've been.
So when he says about practice that they've done a lot more walk-through, jog-through, that he thinks that that is a factor in the details, the hand placement of an offensive lineman, right? The pad level of a defensive lineman, the footwork of a quarterback, the precision of the route running by a wide receiver. You played this game. How important are those things? It's not you guys just going out there and playing willy-nilly and loosey-goosey. There's a reason why coaches talk about fundamentals and details ad nauseum, because it actually does factor into how effectively you play on game day, right?
It does, and it's important to... The only way you get better at football is practicing football. And you have to have pad level and hand placement, all the stuff that you're talking about, route running. You can do it to a certain degree with route running, with walkthroughs because those guys are still moving at a decent clip. There's not the contact. The only way to do it is to practice it. And that's why, even though we hated it, you knew 9-on-7 on Wednesday, short yardage and goal line on Thursdays, you had a hit. You had to bring your feet. You had to do all that stuff. That is something to get yourself dialed in. And for the looks that you're getting, it's important to see it, but then it's also important to go through and do it. And when you can do that consistently, you feel a lot better about your preparation. And when you're prepared, you're going to be a lot more successful when you see it out on game day.
Well, we'll see how much more detailed they are on Sunday in Philadelphia, taking on the Eagles, the second-seeded Eagles.
I sense you weren't overly impressed with his answer, is how I sensed your reaction.
I thought toward the final one, I mean, look, the question that needed to be asked after his first two answers was, in the words of Vince Lombardi, then what the hell's going on out here? Right? That you're at the end of the season and now you're talking about how sloppy you are? Like, that's supposed to be at the beginning of the season, and you're supposed to progress through the year and get to look like you're supposed
progress
to look like.
Progress or regress.
Right, and be crescendoing for the playoffs, right? And that obviously did not happen. And so I did feel like I had to ask, well, then how is that the case? Because you feel like there were times when they were playing well this season, they weren't committing penalties, they weren't getting Jordan Love hit. Jordan Love's accuracy was good for a period of time. They actually had a pass rush intermittently. So, again, when you lose, everybody questions everything. I get it. But when he keeps using the word sloppy, I really wanted to get into that with him because that doesn't make sense to me. You're supposed to be, by the end of the season, you should not be hearing about how sloppy your team is.
No. And that's the battle you have is trying to figure out, is this who we are, or can you fix it? And, you know, there's nothing that irritates fans more than when you week after week say, we're going to get this fixed. We got to clean this up. Fans go nuts when you hear that, and I understand why. It's like, well, what the hell have you been doing? You've had 4 months to get all this stuff cleaned up. If not now, when? Like, why are you waiting? And it's not that easy. So I understand it, but I get why people sometimes do that.
We need to play trivia. I don't know how. I feel like we've barely played trivia in the last 2 weeks because we had that one day where we played year-end trivia where four people played in the same day.
That was fun.
That was fun. Jesse, great idea.
I was thinking we'd do a trifecta tomorrow and do a little triple play. Geography.
Or Jesse. We could play next and then do double geography tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan, too.
Yeah.
I guess I have the deciding vote.
So we can only have two callers on at the same time. That is one of the logistical situations here.
So that's why we're doing one today.
Just wanted that to influence the vote as we wait for Jason's official vote here.
Well, it appears
Triple Play Wednesday!
I was ready to go Triple Play Wednesday, but now I guess we'll just play trivia now. Because even Tausch kowtowed there. Did you hear him there?
I did, yeah.
I want to be a team guy. I'm not going to sit here. If it's something we can't execute, I don't want to do it. No, it's true. You know that's true.
It is true.
Reminds me of the early days of our video stream.
Big team guy. Caller 11 right now for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Jesse didn't want to rewrite the trivia, so it is the Sports Weekend Recap plus one day trivia. Caller 11 right now, 844-770-3776.
I will offer a hint. Oh, I did rewrite one question to accommodate the plus one day. So there is one addition from Monday specifically.
Thank you for
that
your
is part
service.
Of today's Sports Weekend plus one recap. Yep.
We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Switch on the sky. Stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
Well, Well, now I'm so glad we're playing trivia. Because our contestant is not only a first-time contestant, he's also a content provider for our show. Now,
who is it?
Which of your buddies was the Tom Hanks guy?
Hatch.
So Eric Hatchell has given us.
He's become big time. He still listens, but he's not. Yeah. He's got a big job now. He doesn't.
It's kind of a big deal.
He doesn't contribute like he used to.
So, if you are an avid listener to our program, one of Tausch's
I'm not gonna Jesse it though and fire free help. So even though Hatch has dropped off precipitously, I'm not firing him. I still want his input.
He single-handedly carried us through multiple shows during the pandemic. So
he was great.
He served his time.
Oh, you want to fire him?
No, I'm saying letting him go.
No one's firing. First of all, no one was firing the analytics firm or...
I would like to.
Or just because we disagree. We could disagree but not be disagreeable.
But you could be jerk stars, too.
Songs better than movies from the Academy. And the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week judgment has been sketchy, including this past week when somehow Malik Willis ended up playing, not in garbage time, but when there was an injury, threw a critical 41-yard completion set up a touchdown.
Great throw. A great catch.
And then still was not the Sleeper of the Week winner.
Oh, I didn't even look. Malik didn't win it?
Yeah. Okay. So your guys, meh. Anyway.
The replacement refs were better.
Burn.
Lance Easley. No, this guy who's been sitting on hold going, am I playing trivia or not? If you remember, 8th grade graduation.
Oh, Big O.
Versus state baseball.
All right.
It is not Oscar Robertson. It was the other Big O. Oh, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
How was Nash Vegas down there at that Iowa? Did you guys win? Iowa win that bowl game down there in Music City?
They did not.
Ooh, tough one.
We dominated, but bottom line, we lost 27-24 on a 56-yard field goal with about a minute and a half to go.
Uh-oh.
So,
had plenty of time to go back and get the field goal, though, based on what the Bears did on Sunday.
Oh, burn.
Just didn't get it. All right.
A big old no.
Oh, not bad.
It's okay.
Not bad.
All right, question one. I think Tao should ask all these since the Big O is his buddy.
I don't have the questions in front of me, so I don't have them. I'll chime in and help Big O, though, whenever I can.
Hey, if I have to break, because someone got whacked on the air, so I am working. So just FYI.
All right, we'll take that under account. All right, I have it up. All right, Big O, which of these school records did the Wisconsin men's basketball team break in its 100? Oh, what a great question! Who did Wisconsin smoke in hoops Friday night?
Oh my God!
What records did they break on Friday night? We did not plan this, by the way. Is it most three-point shots made in a game, most points scored in a regulation game, or four seasons worth of Iowa football points scored?
Most 3 points.
Nailed it.
Oh, yes. Bam. One for one.
Perfect week.
Weren't they four points short of the most points ever, something like that?
Is that right?
120 was the all-time record. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe when we play Iowa again, we'll do that. I love that they called out Iowa, said they had no interest in playing defense. I like that. All right, Big O.
How was the football game this year? Sorry. Anyway.
That was a tough
one. Whoa, Nelly!
I'm not going to lie, that was a tough one. No. But Big O put together a heck of a tailgate. We had a great time down in Iowa City. I was actually thinking about showing up late for the game. That's how good it was.
You tailgated?
I did. I didn't have any Coors Lights or anything, but I tailgated.
Of course you didn't.
There's a lot of Wisconsin folks. I told you before, man, Iowa from a campus standpoint, I'd have no problem if my kids decided they want to go. Iowa's a great campus.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
So there's my positivity when it comes to Iowa. Nothing else. For the final team this season, which NFL for the final team? That can't be right.
For the final time. Final time.
And put it on a teleprompter,
that's
Big
on
O.
Me.
I'll read it.
That's on
Which
me.
NFL team scored the most points this week? Was it the Panthers, the Cardinals, or the Broncos?
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
What are you kidding?
Well, it's what? Big O. You know Big
Go
O's going to swear.
You can't
that's
be
what
doing
he does.
That. Come on.
I thought we could say that now on air.
You can't swear.
No,
now, if it was Digi only. So from now on, we'll only do Digi only with Big O.
So now it's Greg Gard, Charles Woodson,
Big
and
O.
Big O.
That's not even like a real swear word.
Sure is, Big O. There's my book.
Oh my God!
Don't swear again.
My goodness.
I mean, by rule, I'm supposed to cut you off the air right now, but we gotta finish trivia, so
oh,
don't do it
boy.
Again.
Oh my God! What were the options again?
Oh, come on,
this weekend?
Big O.
This could use a reset.
Panthers, Cardinals, Broncos.
Panthers.
No, that was wrong. You didn't deserve. You deserve to get that one wrong.
Damn it.
Still
Who
dropped
was it?
That was okay.
Hey,
that was okay,
you can say the D word. You can't say the – hey, just don't drop the F-bomb here before we let you go. Which team won the FCS National Championship game last night? Was the game in Frisco last night?
It was in Frisco, yeah.
I thought it was out in – I can't say. All right, who won? Montana State, UC Davis, or North Dakota State?
The Bison. North
he's
Dakota
definitely
State
getting
Bison.
He's definitely
All right, Ralphie. Great job.
That's
you got
Hall of Fame material. 2 of 3.
Yeah, that's pretty good, except for dropping bombs.
You will not be in the Hall of Fame, Big O.
Yeah, you gave us content to discuss. I'll give you that.
Big O always brings it. He does.
All right, you've got three of the possible. I don't know what the rules are. I've not checked entries.com or ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
So if we end up getting fined, do we just send that to your department, or what do we do, Big O? Because I just want to
also lose one entry for swearing.
Iowa's NIL fund will cover it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, just send it down. Just send it to the Chiefs office.
Hey, how excited are you? You got Gronkowski, the South Dakota State quarterback, stud. Couple national champions. He's going to Iowa.
Yeah, man, that guy. I saw him live this year against North Dakota. He is legit. He is.
I'm a little nervous.
He's going to be an NFL.
He'll be the best quarterback Iowa's had since. Who was their big
Chuck
stud?
Long?
Chuck Long. He might be the best quarterback they've had since Chuck Long.
I don't want to cut you off. But I don't think I'm interested in pushing our luck by having you on our air
you think
anymore.
He's gonna swear
so congratulations.
Or make some other inflammatory comment.
I mean, he's
comment?
Done it twice already.
I mean, every time he said, "Oh my God," I
was
worried that he was going to lose
again. It was a real roller coaster dealing with Big O today. Yeah.
Bye, Big O.
See you, Big O.
Bye, bye.
National champs, 2026 Iowa football. All right,
I
we'll
thought we
to
cut
later,
his
guys.
Mic. Can we do that, please?
There's no way he believes that. By the way, I understand why he thinks that, but. It's not going to happen.
But good. I'm glad he feels that way. Speaking of being fined, we would have to go into our slush fund here at Wilde and Tausch. And, of course, where would that be? Associated Bank. That's where all my accounts are. And that's because they have the best customer service in the industry. Now, it's not because they're the official bank of the Packers, because I'm not a Packers fan. But if you are, there's no better place to be. Packers checking gets you Packers checks, Packers debit MasterCard, 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. Everything you could possibly need to augment your Packers fandom at Associated Bank. I'm there because of the people. Heidi, Ben, I got great people over there. Laura Rose, they have all been great to us. We love it over there, and you will too. So make the switch. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I remember the nights when we're young, dumb, and wild and free. When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know.
No time to waste. But I get to time for Whoa, Nelly.
Memories forever.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, so before we get into anything else, Tausch, there appears to be a box that has appeared on the table in the studio.
I love how we've
there.
Really embraced the digital part of this radio show. But yes, I have a, looks like a Christmas gift maybe, or something of that ilk, there, from a great fan, potential Hoffer, I think.
Is it Hansel and Gretel?
No.
This is for the entire show from our buddy Sparky.
Oh, so everybody
in
gets
Sussex.
One of these.
Everybody
okay.
gets one,
Spark
yeah.
Spark Dog. And it looks as if, I'll just put, he's got 3 of these in here. And where's the camera at here? Here? Right there?
This one
right
here.
That's the one.
Yeah, nailed it.
Thanks.
Well, maybe you can take
Yule
it out of the
plastic
so we can see what it is.
It's a Yule log. Looks like there's a little cherry blossoms. It's an ornament of a Yule log. And you know what? We still have our tree up, so I will put this on the tree tonight.
Playoff tree.
Exactly. Playoff tree.
Is it the same as this one?
It's exactly the same, yeah.
Very similar, yeah.
That's the exact same.
Well, that's what he got us last year.
Well, we got him again. You can never have too many Yule logs.
What are you now? You are the. You might be a great. You might be a great gift giver.
Oh, no.
You are a horrible gift receiver.
I didn't receive that gift. You did.
No, there's 3 of them in there. No, one
you
for
have
each
one
of us.
Too. It's for the whole show. You got to work on.
Well, this one's a little different.
No, it's the same. It's literally the exact same thing.
Whoa, Nelly!
In fairness to Sparky, he came to Steinhoffel's and gave me a Robin Yount bobblehead. He's a great gift giver. I just, you can keep the extra one for the studio. I already have one from him. That's all.
So you're going to turn down another gift that is given to you.
Take that one and put it at the trio.
Put it on top of the great Hansel and Gretel. That really
Whoa,
hurt.
Whoa, Nelly!
My feelings don't get hurt by you all that often. That hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
You're not even sorry about it.
Whoa, that. Nelly!
Total jerk store.
That was such an empty sorry. All right, reactions to some of the head coaching news around the National Football League. Tausch, what do you think of Gerard Mayo being out after one season with the New England Patriots?
It's kind of difficult when you don't have Tom and Bill. Isn't it, Bob? I still am irritated that I got bullied by Bob Kraft's security at the Mall of America up in Minneapolis.
What?
Yeah, you can't just, oh, nobody, Bob Kraft is coming through. What, is he a president? Like, what are we doing here?
How have we never heard this story?
I told you the day when
I don't remember this story.
Scalzi and I were doing the show, and we're walking around, and it's like, get out of the way, Bob Kraft is coming through. We're like, who gives a blank? I don't care. But Bob Kraft can walk around. He's not performing, or he's not. If it was a bus over to the stadium, great. We're walking around the Blanken Mall. He's got security. Like, get out of the way. Bob's got to get to Spencer Gifts. Well, get out of here.
Spencer Gifts. Free advertising, by the way. For those of you keeping score.
I think they went out of business, so it's not free. Allegedly. Maybe not.
I think they're still in the Green Bay Mall, but we're a few years behind. Also,
and that's your take on Gerard Mayo being
fired. Just, my point is, everybody's crowning Bob Kraft as like this godsend of an owner. His players all rank their facilities and everything else dead last. I would just maybe take a bigger picture look.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, that story, I had a similar situation with Jed York, the owner of the 49ers, that they were going to keep us off of the media elevator because he was going up it.
Was the game going on?
Does he need the elevator all by himself?
What, was the game going on?
No, it was before the game.
So I'm a little bit, because if you're performing and the entire audience is there for you, I totally get it. Players,
right.
Taylor Swift
Fine.
When she's performing.
Sure.
Not when she's coming to Lambeau and you got to shut everything up. I get it. I don't understand why we have to, at a mall on a Wednesday, like Bob Kraft needs to get to so-and-so. I don't give two blanks. Go ahead, order it on Amazon. You don't need to be shutting down hallways because Bob Kraft is walking through. I'm sorry.
Well, wasn't that
Mark Murphy isn't doing that. Mark
isn't
Murphy,
that where...
you go up and say hi. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Well, not
For
all
some
of us.
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what on earth are we doing here? If Jonathan Kraft, who hadn't done anything, starts getting it, I think we got to push back. What are they going to bully you, like rough you up? Like I told Scales, I was like, what the? And Scales is Mr. New England. Oh, just get out of the way. Oh, babe, make sure you take good care of the Patriots. They got to go win a champ. They didn't even win. They got beat by Philly. And I think part of it is because Bob Kraft is bullying people around the allegedly, around the Mall of America.
Whoa, Nelly!
Doug Peterson's out after three seasons in Jacksonville.
What is the line of delineation as far as, like, if Jesse Nelson says, I'm hiring four security guards to go walk around Easttown Mall, can he go do it? Does everybody just got to get it the hell out of the way?
If you're hiring security guards, yeah, security guards are...
But why do I have to acknowledge your security guards? Like, what you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm with you.
I just want an explanation.
I think once you're a billionaire, you feel like you're entitled to tell people that they have to get out of your way.
If you are an elected official, I sort of understand. Like the president...
Right, but that's Secret Service.
That's my
point. It's not I'm rich, get out of the Five Below because I'm here to buy a Squishmallow.
Yeah, I just didn't. I couldn't understand it then. Like even Papa John Schnatner or whatever his name was that bullied that wouldn't come on our show and then he ends up losing his business. Even he didn't have security.
Karma. Wilson Tosh Karma right there.
That was an irritating deal. We're getting all these, you know, big name Evander Holyfield's coming on. I got all these people coming on, and Bob Schnatner's like, nope, we can't do it. Like, well, get the hell out of here then. We're a Pizza Hut program anyways.
Papa Bob.
Whoa, Nelly.
Bob Schnatner, too big to come on.
That's
our, get the hell out of here,
Schnatner.
That's
why we're a Pizza Hut show, damn it.
What what a deal.
Any experiences with Brian Daboll and the New York Giants? He's staying with the Giants after a 3-14 season.
I do think there's some point you have to kind of understand. It, just changing to change doesn't make... Brian Daboll, I think, is a good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he won with DeVito last year against Jordan Love's hot streak. I think Brian Daboll is a good coach.
I agree.
Should get 3 years. Like, this firing coaches after 1 year. When these owners say, it's on me...
It's not. Never is. They never say it is, actually.
No, Bob Kraft just did.
It.
He said it.
He doesn't mean it.
He's, what do you think he means?
Get out of my way.
I hired this guy. So he's like their Ray Rhodes. Nobody wanted to follow Holmgren. So then Mike Sherman was compared to Rhodes more than he was compared to Mike Holmgren.
I don't think that has anything to do with this.
They didn't know Vrabel would be available.
That's also
true. He was available last year. They didn't hire him.
Hmm.
They hired Mayo.
They
Duke's Mayo, did you see that? Sold for a bonko amount of cash. All because they did that bowl game. Lesson learned.
We have now reached the portion of the program where we're in Stream of Consciousness Tausch Hour.
What, you guys just brought up Jerod Mayo.
Nelly. Jerod.
Is it Jerod?
Yep. Okay. Any thoughts on Doug Peterson, who won that Super Bowl over Bob Kraft's New England Patriots? Hired by the
Jaguars.
He
was walking around no security. Doug Peterson
already said it earlier.
Is
Trevor Lawrence a coach killer?
Seems to be. That's what he's done.
I mean, I think Urban Meyer was just a bad coach.
Urban Meyer sucked. But I think we have to start wondering, you know, everybody is trying to compare him to Andrew Luck and some of these other cats. He ain't that. He ain't that.
He's not that guy. All right, that's it for Whoa, Nelly.
That was productive.
And Duke's Mayo, now, did they progress or regress? Because
they progressed.
Hosted a poll.
I don't know what they bought it, but I just saw a private equity bought it for a bonko load of cash. And you just think, it's just so funny to me. You throw some eggs with what else is in there? Eggs and mustard? How do you make mayo again?
I don't know. It's good, though.
Well, no, it's disgusting. I hate mayo. That's it for Whoa, Nelly. We'll wrap things up.
Brought to you by Heilman's.
First of all, it's Hellman's, and you drink Coors Light, not the other beer that you just said inadvertently.
I don't even know what I said inadvertently.
Well, I'm not going to say
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, Nelly! So
they've got a bear. Their logo is a bear. You've never heard of that beer before?
No. I never said that. That was not as a beer. So no.
Hellman's is the mayonnaise. We can all agree on that.
Okay, I said Heilman's. Is that a beer?
I have not heard it both ways.
Heilman's is a beer?
I was going to stop. I was going to break.
Heilman's is a mayo and a beer, but it's mispronounced.
Heilman's is a mayo.
But it's spelled Heilman's.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Summer will sound a little different on ESPN Madison next year.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jackson Churio!
This is Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers. 100.5 ESPN.
I'm going to do something that Tausch usually does to Jesse. Write this down, Jesse. Question from Ryan on Twitter. Things are going well at the Wildy house.
Woof.
Jordan, do you think Jordan Love's struggles are due to Matt LaFleur not being able to successfully mesh the new-ish running game for Jacobs with the passing game? It seems disjointed with Jacobs' success. We will address that tomorrow. We are over time, and there's lots of barking going on. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.